Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are going to have a great show for you today.
And I'm Marie. Today, we are going to talk about some painters. Today's topic is mystery.
And today's title is The Two Painters. The Two Painters. Marie, do you like to paint?
I do like to paint, Peter. Painting is a lot of fun. I am not the best painter, but I do enjoy it.
Last month, I painted my room blue. It was not easy. It was hard work. I had to prepare many things, and it took a long time.
Well, I'm sure your room looks very nice, Peter. I never painted a room before, but I have painted pictures of flowers and trees. I like to use many different colors to paint.
That sounds very nice. Who taught you how to paint?
Well, I learned from my aunt. My aunt is a painter. She can paint pictures of anything.
Wow, that's great. Well, today we are talking about some painters. They're not like Marie's aunt, like an artist. They paint for a job. They paint rooms. Well, before we learn about our mystery, let's go to Christina for our key words.
Hi, friends. 我们今天要来看侦探 Mr. E 的推理故事了。事情的一开始 ,Mr. E 的老板就生气地大声问油漆工人在哪里。粉刷油漆的人就是 painter, where are the painters? 原来是因为老板看到有人在墙上留下了手印 ,handprint, there is a handprint on the wall, 手印就是 handprint, 这下 Mr. E 要赶快调查一下了，他发现办公室里有两位油漆工，他们一高一矮，而墙上的手印是在很高的位置上，所以他想手印应该不是矮的人留下的。The handprint can't belong to the short painter. 动词 belong 是属于的意思。接下来 Mr. E 还在屋子里看到一罐油漆 ,a can of paint. 名词 can 就是单位罐或金属罐的意思。除了油漆之外还看到一个梯子 ,ladder. There is also a ladder in the room. 所以所有的线索加在一起，我们现在就来看看 Mr. E 如何破案吧。
My boss is angry. He walks through the office.
Where are the painters?
He shouts. Some painters are painting the police station today.
There's a handprint on my wall. Who made it?
He asks. I walk to my boss's office.
Let me look at the handprint. Maybe I can help.
I say.
So today we have our mystery, and we have our friend Mr. E. He solves mysteries, but he also has an angry boss today. He is not happy at all.
Yeah, he is so angry that he is shouting. When someone shouts, they say things very loudly.
That's right. When I go to a baseball game, I shout!I shout because I'm cheering for my team. And I am shouting because I am excited, not angry.
Wow, Peter, I want to see you shout at a baseball game. All right, well, Mr. E's boss wants to find the painters. They are painting in the office. He shouts, "Where are the painters?"
That's right, where are the painters?Hey, Marie, isn't your aunt a painter?
She is a painter, Peter.
Now, does she paint walls and houses?
Not really. She usually paints only on paper. This kind of painter is called an artist. But the painters in today's mystery are different.
That's right. In part one, the painters are painting a police station.A police station is where police officers work. That is also where Mr. E works, too.
That's right, Peter. Police officers work at the police station. Police officers bring thieves and other criminals to the police station.
So Mr. E's boss is angry. Why is he angry? He says, there is a handprint on my wall. He wants to know who made this handprint. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this.
Hey, friends! It's that time of day when we get to learn a grammar point. Are you ready? There is a noun on noun. For example, there is a book on the desk, or there is a pencil on the floor. Ready? Then go on and use it.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Now, somebody made a handprint on Mr. E's boss's wall. They put their palm and their fingers on the wall. Well, no wonder Mr. E's boss is so angry.
I would be angry too if someone left a handprint on my wall. Well, let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, handprint.
今天 Mr. E 的老板看到有人在墙上留下了手印。手印就是 handprint。这个字是由 hand, 手和 print, 打印。印记这个字拼在一起组成的英文字里有很多单字就是这样子两个字拼在一起的复合字你只要能够看清楚理解了这种单字非常的好记讲到 handprint 手印我马上想到了好莱坞的街道上有很多超级明星所留下来的手印 You can see many stars handprints in Hollywood 你可以想到还有哪些类似的复合字吗如果我说 footprint, 你知道是什么意思吗 ?foot 和 print,footprint 就是足迹。Please just follow his footprints. 另外指印或者是指纹就是 fingerprint, 这几个字很好记吧。
Thank you, Christina. So, Mr. E's boss wants to find out who made this handprint.And Mr. E will help him. I wonder if Mr. E will find out. Let's go to part two to find out together.
I look at the handprint. It is a handprint of a right hand. It is high up on the wall. Then I see two painters. They are painting. One is very tall.The other is very short. The handprint can't belong to the short painter. Maybe the tall painter made the handprint. But something is wrong.
Mr. E looks very carefully at the handprint. It is a handprint of a right hand. Not the left hand, but the right hand. When I write...I use my right hand. Hey, Peter, what hand do you wear a watch on?
Oh, well, I'm right-handed. I write with my right hand, and I use my left hand to wear a watch. Friends, can you think of ways you use your right hand and left hand? Well, today the handprint is high on the wall. Marie, what are some things that are high?
Well, clouds are high, and some mountains can be very high, too. They can be so high that it can take days to get to the top.
So the handprint in today's episode is high on the wall. Someone who is tall probably put it there.
Maybe. So Mr. E sees two painters.One painter is tall, and the other painter is short.
Hey, Marie, these painters remind me of you and me.
Really, Peter? How?
Well, I am tall, and you are short.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Peter. Well, The tall painter probably made the handprint.
Well, you don't know that. Tall painters are good people. I think it was the short painter. Well, we will have to wait and see. Is something wrong, Marie? Are you okay?
Something is wrong? Something is wrong? Nothing's wrong because you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong. 这里有些不对劲。
Hey, something is wrong.
What is it?
Something is wrong. My books are gone.
Everything is fine.
Something is wrong. My computer is gone.
Everything is fine.
Something is wrong. My coffee is gone too.
Nothing is wrong. This is not your desk.
Aha! I knew something was wrong.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong. 这里有些不对劲。
When something is wrong, it does not feel normal. It isn't right.
Yeah, you might feel a little strange about something.
One time I walked into my home after a long day of work. I heard a noise. I knew something was wrong, so I walked in to find out what it was.
What was it, Peter? What did you find?
I left my window open. An animal came into my room and was running all over the place. That was wrong.
Wow, Peter. If I heard a noise, I would be running right out of the house.
Well, maybe we can just run to our break. Friends, it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today, Marie, what are you doing?
I'm painting a picture of a flower, Peter.
You are painting a picture. Marie, this is not the time to paint. We have to find out who left a handprint on the boss's wall.
All right, I will put my paintbrush down. Friends, it's time to go to part three.
The tall painter paints with his right hand. He puts his left hand on the wall. The short painter uses his left hand. I see him put his right hand on the wall. I look around the room. I see cans of paint and a ladder.
Hey, boss,
I say.
I know which painter made the handprint.
Mr. E is helping his boss find out who left the handprint. When Mr. E sees the painters, he looks at them very carefully. Mr. E is trying to find out who made that handprint.
Yeah, he looks at the tall painter. He puts his left hand on the wall while painting. And the short painter puts his right hand on the wall when he paints.
That's right. So Mr. E also sees cans of paint. A can is a metal or plastic container used for holding things. When I painted my room blue, I bought cans of blue paint. The cans hold the paint.
In the winter, I buy cans of soup. I buy a can and I make soup at home.
Mr. E sees cans of paint, but he also sees a ladder. Marie, have you ever used a ladder before?
Yes, I have, Peter. I used a ladder only one time. My cat was high in a tree. I had to use a ladder to get him down. It was very scary because I was so high. But I got my cat down.
That's great. That is kind of scary, Marie. Well, when I painted my room, I had to use a ladder too.
You had to use a ladder, Peter? But you're so tall.
I am tall, but I can't reach the ceiling. I had to use a ladder.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Mr. E says, I know which painter made the handprint. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
Mr. E 最后查出是谁留下手印的。他对老板说 ,I know which painter made the handprint. 我们来仔细的看一下这个句子。其实它基本的句型就是 ,I know something. 这个 something 就是后面的 ,which painter made the handprint. 所以句中 ,I know 的后面部分就是一个名词子句。它做 know 的受词。我们再来看几个例子。I know which student came in late today. 我知道哪一个学生今天迟到了。He knows where the restaurant is. 他知道那家餐厅在哪里。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, do you know which painter made the handprint?
Well, if you think the tall painter made the handprint...Raise your right hand. Okay, if your right hand is up, you are wrong!
I'm wrong?
The short painter made the handprint.
Why, Peter?
Well, because he used a ladder to paint the high wall, and he put his right hand on the wall. It was a right-handed handprint, remember?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Friends, I hope you got the answer right. Right now, let's go and review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword today. Painter. Painter. The painter used blue paint today.
Handprint. Handprint.The child's handprint is small.
Belong. Belong. Who does this bike belong to?
Can. Can. There are two cans of soda on the table.
Ladder. Ladder. There are many steps on a ladder.All right, friends, those are the key words today. Make sure to practice them at home. And now it's time for us to take a look back at today's lesson one more time. Let's watch together.
My boss is angry. He walks through the office.
Where are painters?
He shouts. Some painters are painting the police station today.
There's a handprint on my wall. Who made it?
He asks. I walk to my boss's office.
Let me look at the handprint. Maybe I can help.
I say. I look at the handprint. It is a handprint of a right hand. It is high up on the wall. Then I see two painters. They are painting. One is very tall. The other is very short.The handprint can't belong to the short painter. Maybe the tall painter made the handprint. But something is wrong. The tall painter paints with his right hand. He puts his left hand on the wall. The short painter uses his left hand. I see him put his right hand on the wall. I look around the room. I see cans of paint and a ladder.
Hey, boss.
I say.
I know which painter made the handprint.
Oh, there you are, Monkey Man.
Yes, I was busy painting.
Ooh, painting pictures?
No, I was painting the kitchen walls.
Good. The kitchen kitchen walls were so dirty.
Yes, I know.
Did you finish painting?
Yes, I finally finished.
Yay! Is the kitchen beautiful?
Yes, but there's a big handprint on one wall.
Uh-oh! Who made that handprint?
It's a mystery.
Oh, good.
Hey, Ginger, let me see your hand.
My hand?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ah-ha! There's paint on your hand. It's your handprint on the wall.
Oh, now I remember. I was reaching for a banana, and I touched the wall. Sorry.
You are specially made and designed with love. And there's no one like you, you're one of a kind. You mean so much to everyone, much more than you would know. And you can bring the light of love wherever you may go. Do you know that you're beautiful, one of a kind? That you're beautiful, brilliantly designed. Do you know that you're beautiful, wonderfully made? Do you know that you're beautiful, you are no mistake? Don't believe the lies you told, that you're not worth the time. Know that you're worth more than gold, and you were meant to shine, so shine.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Marie, I have an idea for you.
You have an idea for me, Peter?
Well, yeah.
What is it?
How about you paint your kitchen with flowers? I know you like flowers.
Peter, that is a great idea. I think I will go home and paint my kitchen with red roses and maybe some purple flowers, too.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I can paint my bedroom, but not flowers. Okay, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!